Okay, here we go. I have over here a very interesting sefer. This sefer is a reprint. It's called Chesed. If you could see it, Chesed LiAvram. This sefer is a very old sefer. It was printed. Chesed LaLofim. Chesed LaLofim. It was printed by someone named Elio Pinchas HaKoin. I don't know how to pronounce this. Miraina. You see, here is the original Sharblot of the Sefer. And he has very Choshva Haskamas. The Haskamas he has over here from Rabbi Chaim Berlin. Rabbeinu Chaim Berlin. So you can figure out the dates. Rabbi Yitzchok Yeruchim Diskin. Rabbi Shol Chaim Horowitz. Okay, so these are very choshva, and they write some very powerful things. They write some very beautiful things about it. What does he do in the sefer? Now, I'm a little bit confused about the end of the sefer. They have the basic halachas. He wrote the halachas, but the main bulk of the sefer is something which is a chiddush to many people who saw the sefer, and that is, if a person has a need in life, for example. He needs a shidduch. He's looking for a shidduch for himself, or for his daughter, or for his grandchild, or he needs a refuah shalema, or he needs a parnasa. So today, we live in a world today where, hocus pocus world. Oh, you have a problem? So schoolless, everyone should go run for schoolless, which I always like to mock, because there's no such thing as schoolless. Just do the basics. The basics are daven and learn, and when it comes to brachos, there's no bracha that's more chashuv than birchas hamazon. But he presents over here something very interesting, and that is birchas kohanim. Birchas kohanim is not a segula. Birchas kohanim is a mitzvah in the Torah, where the Torah tells us that the kohanim have a koyach to give bracha to klal Yisrael. This is the real deal, and what he says is very logical. This is not a segula. This is, if the Torah in this week's parsha tells us that the Kohanim every single day should get up during the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash and should bless Klal Yisrael. They should give them bracha. This is not like going to a Rebbe for a bracha. This is not a kavitel. This is the real deal. These are Kohanim Miyuchasim to whom the Torah has given the Koyach of bracha. There are 15 words in this bracha. There are 60 letters. They have a Koyach of bracha. What he does is something that's unique. I've never saw this, never heard this, and he bases this upon the Mamari Chazal, that you should attempt, if you have a need, to personalize the bracha. What does that mean? Go to the Kohen in your shul, the local Kohen, and tell him, Rabbi Kohen, or Rabbi Kohn, Mr. Kohn, whoever you want to call him, I have a daughter in Shidduchim. Can you do me a toiva? When you get up to Duchen on Shavuos, on Sukkos, and you spread out your hands, and you say, Yivarechecha Hashem v'yishmerecha, please, don't just say the words with kavana. Have me in mind. I'm really having a hard time in Shaduchim. Please, when you recite the bracha, be mechavein that I should be... Uh-oh, Rabbi Yisai, did I lose you? I lost you here. One second.
Don't know what's going on here.
Be kind that you talk to me.
You back?
For example, you say to him, make sure my Apple stock goes up.
Okay, you back?
That's what I'll be thinking about during Birchas Kohanim. If you tell him I need a...
Okay, Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Yisai.
That That's his latest thing in his mind, over thinking about it.
Okay, you Rabbi, say you see me again? You hear me?
We hear you loud.
Okay,
and clear.
Okay. I don't know what happened. For some reason it went out. I don't know why it went out. I have no idea. All right. And then this is what he does. In this sefer, I actually found many people cite the sefer. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, he writes about the sefer. This is an old sefer, and he's mechadish to personalize the bracha. And most of the sefer to me is not relevant because he goes through all the different types of needs a person has, all the basic, all the basic needs, and he goes through kavanas, where you should have in the bracha the kavana for that particular need. A person needs a refuah shlema, so this is the word. It's in this word. If you need a shaduchim, this word. If you need a parnasa, this word. To me, and he proves it, and he goes through Mamari Chazal and tells you the word v'yishmerecha means this, the word v'yichunecha means that. A person wants siyata d'shmaya in learning. He wants to be able to give a good shir. So what should, so we should tell the koyein, be mechavin for me. So where in the nusach of the Birchas Kohanim should the koyein be mechavin? So he goes through all the nitty gritty details. I read this stuff, to me, I get dizzy. It doesn't work for me. But one thing that I do take out of this sefer, and I think that's really what 90%, 95% of the people who learn this sefer take out of it, is this very interesting concept that I've never heard before, is that instead of go to a Rebbe, people that will travel the world to go to Kvarim, to be Mespalel, they'll go to Rebbes all over the world and give a Kvittel and gain an audience. These are beautiful things. And these things, they work. We have emunah, that you go to a holy person, you go to a tzaddik, and he gives you a bracha, or you go to a kever. We know that going to kevarim, this is in the Torah. Yoshua, he went, a kolev, he went to daven by the kivrei avos. When they went in the meraglim, they went to at chevron. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu buried, Yaakov Avinu told Yosef, the reason why I did not bury your mother in the Ma'aretz Machpelah is because Klal Yisrael will need to be mispalel by the kever of your mother when they leave Eretz Yisrael, and only through that will they merit that there will be v'shav vanim legvulon. So we do know going to kvarim is rooted in Chazal. We do know that going to a tzaddik, there is mekoros to get a bracha of zoyf habracha sheberach Moshe Rabbeinu gave Klal Yisrael brachas, Yaakov Avinu gave Klal Yisrael brachas. But there are a lot of things that we do that are a little bizarre. Okay, they are bizarre. Birchus Kohanim is not bizarre. Birchus Kohanim is legit. In fact, it's so legit, it's as good as it gets. It's mamish in the Torah to get a bracha from a Kohen. And he just adds this principle that why not? Why not develop a personal relationship with a Kohen? And go to the shul where the kohen gives over his bracha, and ask him, I have a problem at home. There's an issue in my life, and I need a Yeshua. Please, Hashem has given you the koyach of bracha. You recite Birchas Kohanim. Please, when you say the bracha, have kavana that I should have a salvation, a Yeshua to my issue. That to me was quite a chiddush, quite a novelty in looking how serious we really should take what the Torah, the bracha that the Torah guarantees is transmitted to Klal Yisrael through the Kohanim, through the Kohanim, and it's definitely an interesting idea. Okay, another interesting topic. We know that there's a principle that a person has a bad dream. Chas v'shalom, a person has a bad dream. There are three things you can do. We spoke about this many times. What are the three solutions for a bad dream? Number one is a tainus, fast. Number two is hatovas chaloim. After davening is over, you sit down with your friends. You take three friends and you go to the back of the siddur and you recite the pesukim of hatovas chaloim. And what's the third solution? The third solution is when the kohanim spread out their hands and recite Birchas Kohanim, you should recite the Yehi Ratzon, which is printed in every Siddur, the Yehi Ratzon, which is a prayer to annul a bad dream. And I told you once, I told you, I'm just reviewing what we learned before, is that why are there three techniques
to annul their dreams, because there are three types of dreams. In the Nusach HaTfilah we recite, Bein Shecholamti al Atzmi, Bein Shecholmu Acherim Olai, Ubein Shecholamti al Acherim. There are three different types of dreams that we present in the Nusach HaTfilah. A dream that I had about myself, a dream that I had about somebody else, and a dream that somebody had about me. So I once suggested to you, that's why there are three solutions. You can fast, you can be native of Chaloyim, or you can be mispalel at the time when the Kohanim spread their hands. When do you fast? What's the easiest thing to do? The easiest thing to do is be mispalel when the Kohanim spread their hands. That's a piece of cake. They spread their hands. You say a tefillah. It doesn't cost you anything. You don't have to fast. It's easy. Easy as can possibly be just to say Yehiratzeh when the Kohanim said Berachos Kohanim. You know when you mispalel? When you have a dream about yourself. When you have a dream about yourself, it's selfish. Who says it's even true? Person in there, they think about themselves the whole day. When they sleep, they think about themselves. So then, at night, so then go in the Kohanim, they say Berachos Kohanim, when they recite Berachos Kohanim, so be mispalel. But what happens if somebody has a dream about you? That's a bit more serious. That's a bit more serious. If someone tells you, they come over to you and they say, sir, I had a dream about you last night, and it's not good. It ain't good. Bad news. Then you get a little more serious. Then, you know what you do? Hatavas Chaloyim. Whoever said Hatavas Chaloyim is your dream. Hatavas Chaloyim is someone else's dream. Someone had a dream about me. And you're nervous. You got to go get three friends. And you got to go hustle a little bit. What happens if you have a dream about somebody else? You have an achrayis to fast. Whoever said a bad dream, I have to fast. Shabbos, I'm not eating today. You tell your family, I'm not eating today because I had a bad dream. What did you dream? I'm not telling you. Did you dream about yourself? If you had a dream about yourself, forget about it. It's meaningless. If you had a dream about somebody else, that's serious business. Then you should fast, not for you, you fast for him. That's a real dream. So there are three techniques to annul a dream. You can fast, you can be made to the chaloyim, or you can recite the Yehi Ratzon. The easiest thing to do is to recite the Yehi Ratzon. It's a bit more difficult to get three friends to be made to the chaloyim. And it's the most difficult thing is to fast. Interesting.
Which one for Birchus Kahanim? What type of chalom is that?
I would say for yourself. I would say that's for you if you have a dream about yourself. If you have a dream about yourself, that's a selfish dream. That's selfishness. Person, the whole day you think about yourself, it doesn't mean anything. So then it's enough to go and when the Kohanim are mispalel, when the Kohanim recite Birchus Kohanim, so you mispalel. It doesn't cost you anything. You don't have to gather people together. You don't have to fast. It's easy. Easy come, easy go. But when
does the person have to have in mind the column?
Of course he does. Of course he does. Of course. That's what he's supposed to do. He's supposed to, when you say the Yehi Ratzon, when you misspallow, I had a bad dream. Chalem chalamti. The ain't you there, mahi. Of course you misspallow. It is drush. I'm just trying to connect some dots. That's not what I want to talk about now. I want to talk about now is what happens. This is a very simple question. What happens if the Kohen has a bad dream? We have a rule. If a Kohen has a bad dream, if you have a bad dream, so what do? When the Kohanim spread their hands and they recite Birchas Kohanim, you stand before them and you recite the Yehi Ratzon. But what happens if the Kohen has a bad dream? When does he say the Yehi Ratzon? He's busy. The Kohen is busy reciting Birchas Kohanim. So what do you do? What is the Kohen to do? So this part of his discussion is Sef Chesed L'Alafim, and he gives really two answers. One answer is that when he says that he doesn't need to do anything, basically he says he does not need to do anything. If your Barucha has the power to annul someone else's dream, who is being mispalel when you're reciting Birchas Kohanim, Alachas Kama V'Kama, your Barucha will annul your own dream. If you have so much power in your Barucha to annul someone else's dream, so that alone, the giving of the bracha, automatically silences, annuls, takes care of the dream of the Kohen himself. Okay, that's really basically it. It's a very, very positive thing. It's a very simple question. The Kohen has a bigger dream. Others say that the Kohen should... others say there is another solution. The other solution is that the Kohanim... I'm not sure if he said, I don't remember if he actually says this. The Kohen should duchen once, and then he should go to another shul and not duchen, and say the Yehi Ratzon during the duchening of other Kohanim. Okay, so a person has an obligation to duchen only once a day. Once he duchens, once he's fulfilled the mitzvah, now he is allowed to go to another shul where Kohanim are duchening, and he can say the Yehi Ratzon when the other Kohanim are giving over the bracha of Yivarechacha. Or...
Is the person allowed to be Mata Neder for himself? His own Neder?
No, of course not. What do you...
Isn't this Hataras Nedarim in a way?
Why do you say... Why is Hataras Nedarim? Why is Hataras Nedarim? Why do you say that? What's the connection?
Same kind of Geder, you know, like...
Sounds like Hataras
Nedarim.
No, it's not a neder. It's a sinner right after Hataras Nedarim. This is not a neder. No, this is not a neder. This is a tefillah. This is a prayer using the potency of the bracha of the Kohanim to annul bad news. It's not a neder. There's no vow. It's purely a tefillah to be mevatel gzeirah ra. Yisraelim use the bracha of the Kohanim to be mevatel gzeirah ra. How do the Kohanim, how are they mevatel a gzeirah that comes upon themselves? Two solutions. Number one, you don't need to do anything. If you are the one, when you are reciting the bracha, your kavana is, I'm reciting the bracha in order to mevatel any gzeirah that is present amongst the people of this community, amongst the shul, so achas kama v'kama, your koyach of giving bracha will be mevatel your own problems. Others say no, you ain't, like you're saying, ain't chovish mater atzmai mibesu asurim, a prisoner cannot release himself from his own problems, so then the solution would be, go to another shul. After you have already fulfilled the mitzvah of reciting Birchas Kohanim, and listen to them recite the bracha, and that will be a solution for you. Okay, I want to just point out some important things for the Shliach Tzibur. When the Shliach Tzibur recites Birchas Kohanim, there are a few basic halachas. He's not supposed to answer amen to the brachas. It is considered a hefsek. Many people don't know that. When the shliach tzibur says yivarechecha Hashem v'yishberecha to lead the kohanim in the recital of birchas kohanim, that's necessary in order to conduct the prayer. But it does not give the Shliach Tzibur the right, the permission, to answer Amen to each of the three blessings. We know, Yivarecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. The proper thing for the people in the Tzibur to do is to answer Amen. The Shliach Tzibur, the Chazan, is not supposed to answer Amen. It is a Hefsek. He is in the middle of Shmoyne Esrei. He's allowed to lead the Kohanim, but he's not allowed to answer Amen. It's similar to Chazak, Chazak, Venis Chazek. Did you ever see the Baal Korea get Chazak? Maybe in Corona season, if you daven in the Minyan, maybe that time you're not allowed to be davening at the Minyan, but there are certain people that were davening at Minyanim during Corona, Bahar Bechu Kaisai, when due to the laws of social distancing, the Baal Kriya got every single aliyah, including Chazak. The law is that when the Shliach Tzibur gets Chazak, when the Baal Kriya gets Chazak, he cannot conclude with Chazak, Chazak, v'nis Chazek. How do we normally do? The Shliach Tzibor, the Baal Kriya, he finishes the last pasuk of the Torah, and then the Tzibor responds, Chazak, Chazak, V'nis Chazek, and then the Baal Kriya repeats, Chazak, Chazak, V'nis Chazek. That's the way it's ordinarily done. You call up a person to get the Aliyah, he makes the brachos, Leinei, Kol Yisrael, and everyone screams out, Chazak, Chazak, V'nis Chazek. And then the Baal Kriya repeats, Chazak, Chazak, V'nis Chazek. If the Baal Kriya has gotten that Aliyah, like people who went to shul outside with social distancing on Parshas Behar Bechukosai, and the Baal Kriya got every single Aliyah because no one's allowed to go near the Baal Kriya, and he got that last Aliyah, he was not able to say Chazak, Chazak, V'nis Chazek. Someone else in the audience had to be assigned to repeat Chazak, Chazak, V'nis Chazek. By extension, if you get the Aliyah, not the Baal Kriya, a good Baal Kriya will remind the Oile, the one who's getting the last Aliyah, remember, you do not say Chazak, Chazak, V'nis Chazek. Being that you have made a bracha rishayna, and you're going to make a bracha acharayna, it would constitute a hefsik to say the words chazak chazak v'nis chazek when you in between your two brachas. So you who are getting the aliyah should not say chazak chazak v'nis chazek. That halacha that is true by chazak chazak v'nis chazek is true as well when it comes to the shliach tzibur leading the kohanim at the duchan, yivarechecha Hashem v'yishvarecha. He's allowed and obligated to say those words, but after the kohanim say v'yishvarecha, the shliach tzibur is not supposed to answer amen. That would constitute a hefsek. Another halacha for shliach tzibur. This is a debate. This is not so simple. Many hold that the Shliach Tzibur should say the words Yivarechecha Hashem V'yishmerecha low, not loud. Sometimes the Shliach Tzibur says it very loud. Yivarechecha. They scream it loud. That's not correct. They should say it. It should be heard. It should be audible. But the Shliach Tzibur is not the one giving the bracha. The one that's giving the bracha, the ones who are giving the bracha are the Kohanim. They are the ones who say loud, Yivarechecha. The Shliach Tzibur is just a guide. He's just a leader. He's just presenting the words to remind them what word to say together. If the Shliach Tzibur is going to get carried away with himself and scream aloud, Yivarechecha, everyone should hear his beautiful voice, his melodious voice, Hashem. That's not correct. Because if you say it too loud, you're giving the impression that you're also a Kohen and you're giving the bracha. You're not the Kohen. You're not supposed to be giving the bracha. So what are you doing? So therefore the minhag, the correct minhag is where the Shliach Tzibur, he says the bracha, Yivarech Hashem v'yishmerecha, but not with the same volume that he says the rest of Chazaras Hashatz. If in Chazaras Hashatz he puts the volume up to 7, so when he says Yivarech Hashem v'yishmerecha, he should put the volume down to 4. It's what? Amor Lohem. You say to them.
Just to tell them.
Tell them. A bit lower. Mayor, what are you doing, Mayor? I put him on mute. Okay. So this is the halacha. Now what I just told you is a little bit controversial. Not everyone agrees that you should lower your volume from 7 down to 4, in my example. Some hold that it really doesn't make a difference. It's self understood that the Shliach Tzibur is only leading them, he's not trying to mimic them, he's not trying to give the bracha. If he wants to say it out loud, gesundheit, do whatever you want, no one's going to hold you back. Okay, another halacha. Can a koyein be a shliach tzibur? Can a koyein be a shliach tzibur to recite shliach tzibur? Because if he's going to be the shliach tzibur, he's not going to be able to recite birchas koyhanim. If the shliach tzibur is a koyein, it is our minug in chutz liaretz that the shliach tzibur is the one who says, who leads the people. So if you're the leader, you cannot be the one giving the bracha. So the truth is, in chutz liaretz, where the shliach tzibur is the one who says yivarechecha, and we only say it once, only by musaf on yomtiv, the ideal thing is the kohen should not daven musaf. If there are other people in shul who are capable, who are eligible to inspire the people by davening a beautiful musaf, it would not be the best idea for the Kohen to daven as the Shliach Tzibur Musaf, because he is forfeiting his mitzvah d'oraisa of Birchas Koyhanim. However, in Eretz Yisrael, where they recite Birchas Koyhanim both Shachris and Musaf, once
or Ir Shekula Kahanim, everybody's Kahanim in the basement.
Okay, that's a very rare case. Okay, that's a whole different story in Echanami. But let's say we're dealing with the situation in Eretz Yisrael where we are on Shabbos and Yom Tov, they recited twice. They recited for Shachris and for Musaf. Then it's Mutal Lechatchila. The Koyein can listen, can do the Birchos Kahanim Shachris. Once he does it once a day, he's done. He has fulfilled his mitzvah. Now there's no impediment, there's nothing wrong with him davening musaf and leading the tzibur. Now there is another solution, which I'm not all familiar with the different techniques, and that is he does not say the koyein is, if he is a koyein, he is not the one that's going to lead the koyhan, the gabai. The gabai steps up to the plate, and the gabai, he calls it koyhanim, and the gabai says, Yivarechecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. And the Kohen, the Shliach Tzibur, who is the Kohen, he turns around. He makes an 180-degree turn in his location. He does not ascend, does not go to the Duchan, he does not do that. He stays exactly where he is. He turns around, and he participates in Birchos Kohanim from the Omud, where he's located, by turning around. Now, there is one caveat to this. When the Shliach Tzibur ascends the Omud, when he goes up to Davin Musaf, he should have Kavana that he is moving forward in honor of Birchas Koyhanim. He has to remember, this is an important halacha, being that the custom is of the Shliach Tzibur, we know the general rule is that the Koyhanim must come forward. When the Shliach Tzibur says, Ritzei Hashem Elokeinu bi'amecha Yisrael v'sfilasam, a Kohen must come forward either before he says Ritzei or when he says Ritzei. And if a Kohen does not come forward, he misses the call, he's not allowed to. That's the halacha. He's not allowed to make the bracha. At least not make the bracha. Let's take a step back. What happens if a Kohen comes late? The Kohen goes out to wash his hands, and by the time he gets back into shul, they already started Ritzei. This Kohen has a big problem. He has a very big problem. If he came late, he comes and he goes to wash his hands and he comes into shul after they already started Ritzei, he is not supposed to make a bracha. And in fact, he's not even supposed to go up to the Duchan. He's supposed to remain in the shul wherever he is. And he should say, when the Shliach Tzibur says Yivarechecha, he should say Yivarechecha, but should not make the bracha Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Asher Kiddushanu B'Kedushaso Shel Aaron V'Tzivanu Levarech Esamo Yisrael Be'Ahava. He should not make that bracha because he is late. But he can still say Yivarechecha Hashem V'Yishmerecha wherever he is, in the back of the shul or at a seat. He can say along, but he has to come on time. So the question is, what about the Shliach Tzibur himself? If the Shliach Tzibur is going to follow this particular custom, there are different minhagim, I don't know all the details, but some of a custom that the Shliach Tzibur does also say Duchen. he does duchen. And the way he duchens is he just makes an about face. And the gabai is the one that calls out Yivarechecha. So when did he ascend? When did he move forward to show that he wants to participate? He's not allowed to move forward in the middle of Shemona Esrei. The answer is when he takes his three steps forward when he begins the Shemona Esrei. But he has to have that kavana in mind. He should have in mind when he begins, Hashem Sefasai Tiftach Fi Agiti L'Sach, and he takes three steps forward, he should have in mind, I am taking these three steps forward in order to do, to be kayim the mitzvah derais of Birchus Kohanim. It coincides with my davening, and then when he gets up to it, say he makes an about face. Now, in Chutz Li'aretz, the minhag is to say Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu. We recite the nusach. Who is the one that recites the nusach Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu? It is the shliach. This is the common minhag in Chutz Li'aretz. In Chutz Li'aretz, it is the shliach tzibur. He says it silently. Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu Vacheinu Bavrocha Hameshlesh Vatora. And then when the Shliach Tzibur reaches the word Koyhanim, he raises his voice and he says, Koyhanim, and the Koyhanim respond, Am Kidoshecha Kamur. They respond with those three words, and the Shliach Tzibur shall also say those three words to recite the entire Nusach. However, the minog of Eretz Yisrael, this is only in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz Li'aretz. People who do this in Chutz Li'aretz are making a mistake. You're not supposed to do this in Chutz Li'aretz. For some reason, everyone thinks that we're living in Eretz Yisrael in Slavish. And they do the minhagi Eretz Yisrael in Chutz Li'aretz, which is incorrect. In Chutz Li'aretz, an minog Eretz Yisrael is the Shliach Tzibur does not recite the Nusach Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu. He does not say it at all. Who says it? All he says, okay, there are different minhagim, he just says one word, koyhanim, or some have a custom that if you're not saying Elokeinu, Elokei Avoseinu, it is the gabai who calls out koyhanim, not even the shliach tzibur. But the shliach tzibur does resume reciting Yivarechecha. Now, some have a custom, some challenge, why is it necessary for the Shliach Tzibur to say the word Yivarechecha? Why does he have to say Yo'er and Yisa? The only reason why he's saying these words is in order to guide the Kohanim. They should all be worked together. If that's the case, you don't need to begin. What will the Kohanim do? Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu melech haolam, asher kidushonu b'kedushaso shel Aaron, v'tzivanu livarech es amo Yisrael be'ahava. The tzibur answers, Amen. And then the Kohanim immediately should say, Yivarechecha. There's no need for...
Rabbi Levine, did you say before that the Kohanim say, Am kedoshecha kamor? Only the Kohanim?
I don't know. There are different minhagim. Sometimes the tzibur says it.
And I'm sure the people say I'm kedusha.
Is that because the
rabbi calls out Kohanim and the people say I'm kedusha v'kamor.
The rabbi calls out Kohanim. Not they do minhag Eretz Yisrael. What shul is it? They do minhag Eretz Yisrael there in your shul.
The rav was originally from Eretz Yisrael.
Ah, okay. So he made the shul into an Eretz Yisrael dikur shul. Okay, so they made it into an Eretz Yisrael Dikur Shul. That's not the minhag in Chutz Li'aretz. A lot of people are doing that today. I don't know why. Okay, let me look at the Sidur. The truth is, there are many different minhagim. In the Art Scroll Sidur, it says, Koyhanim, Am Kedoshecha Kamor. They have over here, I'll read you what it says over here in the Art Scroll instructions.
Yeah.
Yesh Noihagim. Yesh. Who are the Yesh? Shachazan Omer Elokeinu Belachash Ad Ubonov the Ukoihanim Bikoil Rom and the Am Kidoshecha Kamur Belachash. No one says Am Kidoshecha Kamur. Nobody. The only one that says Am Kidoshecha Kamur is the Shliach Tzibur quietly just like he says the rest of the Nusach quietly. The Nusach is always said in Chutz Li'aretz. Elokeinu to Ka'amor, from beginning to end by the Shliach Tzibur, no matter what. And the only difference between a regular day and on Yom Tov, when we say Birchos Kehanim, is that on a regular day he says the entire thing out loud. On Yom Tov, he says everything quietly, except for one word, Kehanim. No one else says anything else. That's what it says in the art scroll, Yesh. And then he says, the Yesh Noihagim, Shehachazan Maschil Kehanim. Okay, he starts only with Kehanim. This is the Minig Eretz Yisrael, and the art scroll, they're not noting that. The Kamak Yilos Oine HaKahol. Then he brings down the third Minhag. The Kamak Yilos Oine HaKahol. Chutz me hakohanim, not the kohanim. Okay, not, I made a mistake, I told the kohanim. It says here, not. Not the kohanim, only the kohol, im hachazan, am kidoshecha ka'amur b'kol ram.
That's what they do, yeah.
Okay, so he brings over here, there are many, this is very, very complicated thing, there are many, many, many different hogim as to how to go about this. But, okay, now what happens, question, what happens if you only have one kohen? You only have one kohen in shul. What do you do? Can you duchen? It says Omar lohem. It says Omar lohem b'lashon rabim. There are many opinions that say there's no birchas kohanim. If you can't get two kohanim, don't bother. The real bracha is only when you have two kohanim. Omar lohem. Do we paskin like that? No, we don't paskin like that. If you have one koyein, b'diavad, it's also good. It's not ideal. If you're going to hustle to get koyhanim to come to shul, you should try to get two koyhanim. If you only get one koyein, it's also good, but now you have a problem of the grammar. It says here, koyhanim. So then the solution is, even if your minig, the minig in your kehila, is where the gabai calls out koyhanim, not today. Being that today we only have in shul one koyein, today we're going to go back to the real minhag, and the Shliach Tzibur is going to recite the Nusach HaTzilah. The Nusach HaTzilah is to say Elokeinu Kavoseinu, and there when it says the word, it says Kohanim, even though it's true that it's Beloshon Rabim, and we only have here present one Kohen, you're not talking to him. When the Shliach Tzibur recites the Nusach, he's not speaking to the Kohen. He's speaking to Hashem. He is reciting the Nusach HaTzilah of the Kohanim. The bracha that was said in Moshe Avdecha Kamur, Mipi Aaron Uvonav, to Kohanim, Am Kidoshecha, concerning the Kohanim, who are the Am Kidoshecha. You're not talking to the Kohanim. Thus, you can say Kohanim B'Loshon Rabin if you recite the Nusach HaTzilah. So again, if you're in a shul, yeah.
In our shul where we have only one kohen,
yeah.
The Shliach Tzibur says Atov Shimcha Lechonu El HaKadosh, and he stops, and the kohen begins Baruch Ato Hashem, and he says the bracha, and he continues.
And he doesn't, and they don't even call out the any.
Atov Shimcha Lechonu El HaKadosh. The Shliach Tzibur.
Okay, that could be another minute.
Noticing there's one kohen. And the Kohen says the bracha immediately, no Kohanim, no nothing.
Right, okay.
Kohanim says the bracha.
But that's also not so simple, because it's also a little bit problematic, because there has to be a hazmana, there has to be a calling. You don't, a Kohen, it's not derech eretz for the Kohanim on their own to give a bracha. We say this every day in davening. Noisnim reshus ze the malachim. They're noisnim reshus ze loze lehatish liyitzram benachas ruach.
The Kohanim I know are not malachim.
You don't just call shekain. Madach a malach needs rishus. Al achas kama v'kama, a person needs rishus. It's not derech eretz to get up and do something without being invited to do. It's the minhag Yisrael, you know, when someone speaks publicly, you introduce them. Okay, you don't just get up and speak. That's not the way it works. The way it works in Klal Yisrael is There's an MC. You introduce the person who, even just to call his name, go to a Levaya. Someone gets up there and says, Rabbi so-and-so. We need you to get up and say his name, so you'll tell me, because not everyone in the audience knows who he is. All right, that's one reason. But there's another reason. Even if every single person in the audience knows who the speaker is, it's not min hanimus just to get up and do something. You have to be invited. You're called to perform, to do a davar shebikidusha. The reason why the Gabbai calls out Koyhanim, or the Shliach Tzibur recites the Nusach, and when he gets to this word, he says Koyhanim, this is protocol. This is min hanimus. This is derech eretz. That's the way the world works. That's the way Hashem made the world. You have to have derech eretz. Therefore, you say the word, you call out. So if we only have one koyein, so what are you going to do now? So you say koyein? I don't know. I could be there is such a minug. I didn't study this. There could be there is such a minug, but the better thing to do, this is cited more often, is in this instance, let the Shliach Tzibur read the Nusach HaTefillah. And when he comes to the word Koyhanim, he says it out loud. Maybe in this case he should say the entire Nusach a little bit out loud. So people should appreciate that he's reciting the Nusach HaTefillah. And when you recite the Nusach HaTefillah, then everyone understands that you're not speaking directly to the coin, you're talking to the coin indirectly, and that takes away part of the grammatical inconsistency of referring to one coin by the name coin. Okay, one last thing I want to go to another thing is when we do say Elokeinu v'Elokeinu Seinu, there are two correct places to put the comma. In some Sidurim, I have here in front of me the article Siddur, Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu, Borcheinu bless us, Vabirocha hamishuleshes, comma. In the article Siddur I have in front of me, they put a comma after the word hamishuleshes, which means the word hamishuleshes that is translated as triple is connected to the word Babirocha. There is a triple blessing. What is the triple blessing? Yivorecho Hashem v'yishnurecho. Yoyer Hashem pana v'lecho v'chunecho. And Yisrael Hashem pana v'lecho v'yaseim l'cho shalom. There are three blessings. So we are describing the berocho hamishuleshes is in reference to birchas koyhanim. However, there's another opinion that says that the kama should be positioned after the word batoira. Barchenu after the word babarocha. Barchenu vabarocha. And then we put the next two words together. Hamishuleshes batoira. So when it says the word mishuleshes, it's going on the word Torah. It's not going back on the word Berocha. Is it Barchenu Babirocha Hamishuleshes, comma, or Barchenu Babirocha, bless us with the blessing Hamishuleshes Batoira? Where do you put the comma? Do you put the comma after the word Baruchenu bless us, Babirocha Hamishuleshes, comma? And then you say, where is this Bracha Mishuleshes? Where is it? It's found Batoira Hakisuva Al Yidei Moshe Avdecha. This Bracha that is Mishuleshes is to be found in the Torah HaKedosha that was written Al Yidei Moshe Avdecha. Is that the Pshat? Or is the Pshat Barchenu Babirocha, Hashem bless us with the blessing, Hamishuleshes Batorah that is Mishuleshes in the Torah. It is tripled in the Torah. It's the same idea, but the grammar changes. We were saying that this bracha is written in a triple form in the Torah in three separate brachas. Both kamos are correct. Both ways to pause are correct. If I'm not mistaken, the Vilna Gaon, his opinion is that you should put the kama not like what it says in the arts called Siddur. It should be Barchenu Vabarocha kama HaMishuleshes BaTorah. That is Mishuleshes in the Torah. The bracha is tripled in the Torah. Yivarech Hashem Yishmerecho Yoshev Ha'Melech Vinach Yisrael Hashem Ha'Melech Yosef Mecha Shalom HaKesuva Al Yidei Moshe Avdecha, which is written through Moshe Avdecha. Okay, so that is something to be aware of, two different ways to make that pronunciation. So let's review. What have we learned over here today? Let's just discuss some of the yisoides. Yisoid number one is the rules of a shliach tzibur who is a kohen. L'chatchila, he should not be the shliach tzibur unless he lives in Eretz Yisrael and already daven shachris. So then he already did it once today. Now what's left him to, now he's doing it a second time. A second time he can be the shliach tzibur and not do it. Or in chutz li'aretz, it's very common when the shliach tzibur turns around and does say Birchas Kohanim, he shav kavana when he ascends, that his ascending to the Amud Davin Shmona Eshesh also can be considered his ascent to recite the bracha, and someone else, a gabbai, will be the one who will say Kohanim, invite the Kohanim to do the mitzvah and lead them. Yivarech Hashem Yishmerach, he should lead them with all of the words. We learned halacha, where do you put the kama? Okay, we learned also that the Shliach Tzibur should not answer Amen after each individual blessing and should not answer Amen to the Brach of the Kohanim when they make the Brach Asher Kedushon B'Kedushas Shel Aaron, because that would be a hefsek. We learned that the Shliach Tzibur L'chatchila should not raise his voice when he leads in the words with the same volume as he daven the Musaf, daven Shmona Esrei. It should be in a little bit lower, in order that it should not appear that he's also trying to be mekayim the mitzvah, and that's not what he's trying to do. We learned that if a person has a bad dream, he is supposed to be mispalel at the time when the kohanim recite Birchas Kohanim, and if a kohen has a bad dream, either he should daven shachris in shul and then go to another shul, or he does not need to do anything. By giving a bracha, va'avorech avorechucha, Hashem says, those who bless you will be blessed. By you giving a bracha to someone else, that automatically you give the bracha. And we learned this novel idea that if a person has a very specific need in his life, he should develop a relationship with one of the kohanim in the shul and ask him that when you recite Birchas Kohanim, please have me in mind. Have in mind, when you say the brachos, please have in mind that I should give a salvation to my problem. This is not called a segula. This is legit. This is something that is rooted in the Torah HaKadosha. If the Torah HaKadosha has granted the Kohanim the authority, the ability to bless Klal Yisrael, it's their bracha. They are the channel, they are the conduit of blessing the Klal Yisrael. If you want to inject something personal and ask the Kohen, please have kavana, you should give me a bracha with love that I should be successful in what I need to be done. Ma toiv u ma noim. There is no harm done in asking him to do this. Okay, there's a lot more about Birchas Kohanim. Okay, we did discuss today a lot of different topics. Let me just say a few more important things very quickly. Kohanim may not wear shoes. Not allowed to wear shoes when they duchen, because in the Beis Hamikdash when they duchen, they did not wear shoes. When they ascend, they have to take off their shoes. Are they allowed to wear slippers? It's not so simple if they're even allowed to wear slippers. They have to take off their shoes. Gloves. Let's say it's very cold in shul, or let's say they're afraid of getting sick. Are they allowed to wear gloves? Yes. It's not considered to be a. It's not obviously is it a bezoyin? It depends why they're wearing gloves. But technically speaking, it's not ma'akev if they wear gloves when they duchen. Okay, there's more. Maybe another time. We'll take now a break for 1 minute, and then I want to go over talk about another topic, the topic of introductions. Okay, so we'll take now a short break for 60 seconds, and then we'll talk about something else.